The man playing that solo is in studio with us right now.
Yes, I am.
We've got Matt and Jesse from Winslow in studio.
Hello.
With us.
Woo! Thanks for having us.
That last track you heard was Alone Tonight, and I don't really have any idea what I played before that. I know We the People, We the People, Tropodelic, and Antoine Donna had that set.
As he pulls it out of the hat.
I'm shooting from the hip. What can I say?
There you go. There you go.
So.
Yes.
The guys from Winslow. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. You guys have something really cool going on right now.
I'd like to think so, hopefully. Yeah.
It's something amazing, actually.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
I say, you've reached the global round of the Hard Rock Rising competition.
We have.
We've been talking about it for a little while now with you guys performing. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about the competition up until now and how that's gone.
So far, this is now the fourth round. We've already passed through the first three. The first was basically just local voting. There was a whole bunch of bands that participated and signed up locally, and they took the top 14, I think it was. You had to be voted in. And we actually finished second in that, so we fared fairly well there. And then there was actually a semifinals battle of the bands at the Hard Rock in Cleveland, which we won. And then we moved on to the finals just, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago. And we won that too. So, and actually, that was stiff competition. That was a pretty real battle of the bands. We weren't totally sure if we won that or not, but we did. So. you know, it all worked out pretty well. So this is now the final round. There's every Hard Rock in the world has a representative. There's like 80 some Hard Rocks. So there's about 80 some bands that we're competing with. So we have to basically finish in the top 25 of those 80 finalists to make it to the final round. So
what is the final round the performance? Or
no, I don't believe there's another. Now the rules are a little ambiguous as to what happens for the final round. So I think to some extent they kind of decide what they're going to do probably when they see what they get to some extent. But
okay.
I'm sort of reading between the lines on that one. But in any event, I don't believe there's an actual playoff at the end. At least it's not in the rules, anyways. the final round, it looks like they go off of a song that you submitted. They listen to that. I think they look at your online materials, what you have, you know, presented, and they decide, you know, who they like, I think, out of those 25. So
ultimately, it the end of it is a performance in Rome.
Right? Yeah, so if we get the first place, we get to play in Rome.
Rome, Ohio is beautiful. The cheese down there is delicious.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it is. Luckily, it'll be in Italy, though. So,
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's shocking. Okay.
Is there a Rome, Ohio?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about the cheddar later. It's great.
All right, fair enough.
So the performances were actually at the Hard Rock Cafe downtown Cleveland.
Yes,
so you guys were kind of on the tiny, awkward stage.
It is very odd, and I mean, yeah, it's long and narrow. So there's not a lot of movement, you know, front and back, but there's a lot of movement sideways. You know, if that makes sense.
Say, how did you keep Maurice from falling off the edge of the stage?
I have no idea. He was wearing sunglasses, so he actually could have tripped at any moment, but he didn't, you know? Well, he practices. So.
Yeah, definitely. Those heels could have saved his life.
Well, you did him the favor of leaving the stage once in a while, and then you'd come up, and I caught the semifinal, I think I was at.
You were at the semifinal.
Correct. Yeah, so you made your grand entrance and grand exit, and you allowed, you know, gave Maurice some extra space up there, so that was nice of you.
I did. I tried very hard not to, you know, interfere with what he does. So
so where can people go to vote?
Facebook.
So, yes. Voting is done a la Facebook. I think everyone on the planet is on Facebook. And if you're not, you should probably join. So it's facebook.com/Hard Rock. Is it Hard Rock Rising 2014?
I thought I saw just Hard Rock, and then there's a link.
Yeah, so you have to go to facebook.com/Hard Rock and actually like Hard Rock on Facebook, and that's prior to your voting. You have to do that. And then there should be links to Hard Rock Rising on there. I know the WJCU website has it on there. Our Winslowsoul.com also has it on there.
Yeah. So. We've got it on Neo Rocks. We've got it on our Facebook. It's on my personal page. It's on Jason's personal page.
Yes.
We've got it everywhere we can have it. We need you to vote and share as well.
Yes.
What should people do if they're talking about it on Facebook?
There is a direct link. I know there's like a million letters and numbers in the direct link, so it's not worth our time like sharing it here. However, if you have the direct link, share it, tell everyone, vote, tell your friends to vote, tell your mom to vote, your aunt, your uncle, sister, brother, everybody that you know. And the beautiful thing is that you get a free copy of our brand new single, Shine. We just recorded it. It's never before been heard. It will be heard shortly here on WJCU, but you know, download it, share it. You know, it's free, so take 30 seconds, get the single for free. If it sucks, don't listen to it anymore. I don't care. But just download it
because that's a vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Download it because it's a vote, and we would really, really appreciate it because we really want to go to Rome. I've never been to Italy, and I would love to go. So.
I paid $200 for a passport, so I really want to go.
Yes. And Jesse paid $200 for a passport. So,
let's make it worthwhile.
Absolutely.
You know, you can go to Canada with that thing, too. So it's probably you want your money
you
back.
Can. No, that's also true. And Mexico. Well, you can come back from Mexico.
That's true.
Well, why don't we hear the new track that you can get by downloading at the Hard Rock Rising page and voting for Winslow. Track called Shine, and it's featuring another group.
Red Rose Panic.
Red Rose Panic, yeah. Alan Matic Touch Manley is the rapper on the track.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a little bit. Here's Winslow and Shine on Neo Rocks.
Hello, nice to meet you. Let me introduce myself. I'm a are the best she ever seen. So I'm up every day, like morning into day, like good morning to the stage, like anoint the center stage, like I've been waiting for this day oh so long. Close my eyes and I get my focus on, and I'm energetic, electrified, like simplify when it's do or die. I'm exuberant when I'm eluding time. Watch the stewardess move straight right through the aisle. So down right like I take the crown, like shorty get down, like walk the crown kike when they broadcast the kid. Say he outlasts his past, stay his past, stay passionate, tag your it. You're never too late to escape your fate when it takes shape and turn into madness. Survive every day, I'm on that up and up and up. If only you can imagine this. Hey.
Winslow Shine here on Neo Rocks, brand new track from the band. They are in the Hard Rock Rising 2014 competition. They've made it to the global voting round. You can do so. You can vote for them and that track, download that track, by going to facebook.com/hardrock. And there is a Hard Rock Rising box under their cover photo. You click on that, and that gives you all of the bands that are in the list. Find Winslow, download the track, and vote.
Did you try the Hard Rock Nachos while you were out there?
I don't believe that I did.
They're delicious.
Are they really
good? Yeah, they're
really
good.
Did they put jalapenos on them?
They put the jalapenos on, yeah. You can order more, though.
I like the jalapenos.
Spicy. It's
you know delicious. What? I did have those.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. Yeah, Jesse's family had an order of them when I got there.
So. You just kind of dipped in there.
I did. Okay. I just kind of dipped right in.
Yeah. That's really taking advantage of the situation.
I did. You know, they offered it, and they weren't jalapeno people, so okay. I literally just sat there and ate the jalapenos.
Do you think that helped your performance?
I don't know. It was a good 2 hours before we played.
So oh,
it's,
wow.
It's difficult to say. Okay. It definitely may have. It's
all right.
Possible.
Well, that's good. Jalapenos yeah. do help, you know.
I think so.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah, we're doing an interview.
How did Shine come about? I would say you're doing a collaboration, something that I actually haven't heard with you guys.
Yeah. So, the Shine came about in a sort of a roundabout kind of way. We started, Charlie, our guitar player, Charlie Trenna, and, Maurice Martin, our vocalist, they started writing the tune. We're collaborating with a company called Madwork Studio motion picture, a movie. It's supposed to start filming this summer. It's on Red Right 88, and it's basically like a romance flavored around, the Cardiac Kids and whatnot from the Browns history.
Okay.
And we started writing the tune for that, and it turned out we're probably not really going to use it for the movie, but we decided some weeks ago to record it. Finally, we kind of turned around the chorus and inserted the rap, although that was meant to be there from the beginning. But it's a little different than what it was originally, but it's sort of morphed into this. I'm actually really pleased with it. I like it.
So. That sounds good.
And how did the actual collaboration with the rapper and that group come
so
about?
So Maurice knows him from some other part of his life. I'm not exactly 100% sure how
that
came about.
Was Maurice just kind of like, hey, I want a rapper on one of my tracks?
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember how the decision came about. I think we all just kind of decided that it would be cool, and, you know, and here it is. So, I mean, he did a good job. I know we're all pretty pleased with it. So, I wouldn't mind having, I mean, we've already talked about collaborating with him more in the future. So,
okay.
I like the sort of additional dimension it gives the sound to some extent. So,
where can people go to find more info about the band? And
so we have a website. It's winslowsoul.com, spelled exactly like it sounds. There's also facebook.com/winslowsoul. You can like us. That would be great. We need lots of likes. That'd be great. there's youtube.com/winslowsoul. For some videos and whatnot. We have a number of videos up. And reverbnation.winslow/winslow, I should say,
okay.
is the other one. That's pretty much it, I think. There's probably some other stuff out there. But
the Hard Rock Rising competition actually shows that it's powered by Reverb Nation. So
it is, yeah.
So liking on Reverb Nation probably would help, right?
Yes, I think that probably would be helpful, yeah. Like us on everything. There's a Twitter, too. Maurice does a Twitter. I think it's at Winslow Soul, yeah. I think is what it is. Yeah.
So, once again, the Hard Rock Rising Competition 2014, facebook.com/hardrock. Click on the Hard Rock Rising link, and you can vote for Winslow. I have to double check to see if I can vote again. I think it told me I only get one vote.
I believe it's just a one-time vote.
Good. So you can't stuff the ballot.
The first round was. I'm pretty sure this one is too. It's just a one-time dealy.
If people want to see you in action, you're going to be on. You're going to be on Fox 8. Correct?
Oh yes, we're going to be on Fox 8 one week from today in the morning. Probably like I think it's 8 a.m. Right. 8 a.m. Fox 8. You know, their morning telecast, 8 a.m. next Monday.
And how long does voting go until?
Voting goes for just a little over 1 week. It goes till next Tuesday.
Okay.
If you can give the date on that.
May
7th.
May 7th?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so voting now until May 7th.
Mm-hmm. We get 1 week, and, you know, so help mm-hmm. us out.
Maybe yeah, that May 7th, that's Wednesday? Yes.
It's a Tuesday.
Okay,
man.
So
it
May
only
6th.
Goes through Tuesday.
Okay, so May 6th.
Pretty sure. Isn't it? Or maybe it is.
It's May 7th.
Vote this week, and then you'll be.
Yeah, it'll all be taken care of.
Vote right now, and it doesn't matter.
That's
so.
Exactly right, yeah.
So, facebook.com/WinslowSoul, your Facebook, winslowsoul.com.
Yes.
Pretty much all social media is Winslow Soul.
That's correct. Yes.
Check it out. The Hard Rock Rising competition happening until next week. Vote now. Download. Get a free track.
It is absolutely free, and I would like to think that you will enjoy it.
And send the band the reviews on the nachos. They want to hear about that, too.
Absolutely. Also, like Hard Rock Cafe Cleveland and like Hard Rock on Facebook. You know, they've already given us some prize money, and hopefully there's more to come. So they've been pretty cool. They've actually been pretty cool for the whole thing.
And according to the voting page, you're currently at 52 votes.
Okay.
So,
we got
a late start too. They actually accidentally put on the wrong tune for the download at the beginning.
Oops.
So we didn't start posting till later, I think, than some of the bands. So
okay.
You know, it's going to take probably a couple thousand at least to get up there, but I think we can do it. You know, but we need your help.
Top 25. We need to get there.
Top 25, right?
Check it out. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And I got one last track for you guys.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. Nothing's Easy.
There it is.
All right, there it is.
Yeah. So thank you for coming
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, guys.
Once again, winslowsoul.com, facebook.com/winslowsoul. They'll be posting about it all week long. Vote the Hard Rock Rising competition right now. Here's Nothing's Easy on Neo Rocks.